Proclamation number 8096, dated the February 7th, 1962. The work of changing into love and faith. I want to introduce you to my kingdom of light and glory, because I love you and want to be and remain united with you for all eternity. Yet this union can only happen with beings which have adapted themselves to my fundamental nature, which have shaped themselves again as they were in the beginning when they came forth from me in all perfection, which also meant that they were pure light and love. Thus they must turn into light and love again, for they voluntarily reversed their previously perfect state into the opposite. Nevertheless, this reshaping into love, the transformation into perfection, is a work of my living creation's free will. Consequently, it can take an infinitely long time until it has been accomplished. But since my boundless love always accompanies the being and provides it with all opportunities, it will certainly reach the goal one day. Sooner or later, the work of transformation will be accomplished and the being will be admitted into my kingdom of light and glory, where eternal beatitude will be its fate. You humans who live on earth in order to finalize this very work of transformation into love should believe that I love you, then you will want to come closer to me and desire my illumination of love. You should know that you are the recipients of my fiery flow of love, that it only depends on your will as to whether you feel its effectiveness. And you should know that I will not rest until you, too, immerse yourselves in the ocean of my love and unite with me forever. You should believe this, for you may only experience the proof when you have achieved your goal. Thus faith shall impel you in earthly life to conduct yourselves according to my will, to first endeavor to live a life of love as you are taught by my commandments, so that through fulfilling my commandments you will come to realize that what you believe is the truth. For you can gain the conviction yourselves by living a life of selfless neighborly love, which will truly make knowledge accessible to you that will make you happy. You can certainly be informed of the glories in my kingdom to make you strive towards them. However, you will only attain the right kind of faith when you live up to my commandments of love. Then you will feel my love in yourselves and be able to recognize me myself as a God of love. I long for the love of my living creations and want that they, like children, long for the Father, in order to be able to seize them and make them blissfully happy with my love. If you realized the rich blessings every work of selfless love results in, you would truly change and shape yourselves into love within a short time, then you would have fulfilled your purpose of earthly life. Yet all this is to be done by your free will. For this reason my love constantly endeavors to motivate you into loving activity through my word, to spur you into living up to love, by sending you my end-time disciples to proclaim the gospel of love to you. For nothing else can take the place of love. Every person must of his own free will kindle love in himself and fan it into a bright flame. And this love will unite with me, the eternal love, for love cannot help itself but strive towards me. And as soon as I can illuminate the person again as it was in the beginning, the being will also have changed itself into its original state again. It will have become love again and thus united with me for all eternity. Amen.